Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. You may sometimes read or hear about planting certain plants around other plants to prevent insect problems. This is commonly called companion planting, and the idea is that certain plants give off aromas or fragrances that repel insects, and that keeps the insects away from your desirable plants, say your vegetables, for instance. Unfortunately, generally research doesn't substantiate the claims of companion planting. Now, I've seen marigolds frequently recommended as a companion plant for vegetables, primarily to prevent insect problems and nematode problems. Gardeners generally utilize marigolds by planting them among the vegetables that they're growing in their vegetable garden. This is a classic combination with tomatoes. As far as repelling insects, again, there's no real benefit. Indeed, marigolds have their own pest problems. Spider mites are particularly attracted to marigolds, and spider mites are also a leading pest of tomatoes and other vegetables. Populations of spider mites can build up on marigolds near tomato plants and then move on to the tomatoes or other vegetables. Now, when it comes to nematode control, however, marigolds can help control some of the most damaging nematodes that attack vegetables in our gardens. Parasitic nematodes are microscopically small worms that attack the roots of many vegetables, reducing the vigor of the plants and lowering the yields. Tomatoes are a favorite host, but we're not overly concerned about nematodes on tomatoes. And this is because the tomatoes that we grow these days have all been bred to be resistant to nematodes. If you go back and plant some of the heirloom tomatoes, however, they probably won't have nematode resistance, and you're likely to have a lot more problems with those. Other vegetables that will get nematodes include okra. Okra is a real favorite host for root knot nematodes, and you commonly see the roots of okra twisted and gnarled at the end of the season when you pull it up. And that's the problem with nematodes. They damage the root system of the plant, and that makes the whole plant go downhill. It looks less vigorous, the foliage color isn't as good, but so many things cause those symptoms. Drought can cause those symptoms, all kinds of things that it's hard to diagnose nematode problems when you have them in your garden. Now, the marigold is one of the few plants that produce a substance detrimental to nematodes. Most of the effect of marigolds is not from the natural nematicides or chemicals that deterrent to nematodes, but because the plants actually act as a trap crop. Now, in this instance, the nematodes enter the roots of the marigolds, but they die there because they're not able to set up a successful feeding site. And that means, although the nematodes will penetrate the roots of the marigolds, they can't feed, so they starve to death and die. And that helps to drop the population of nematodes in an area where marigolds are planted. The French marigolds are the most effective types, and these are the types that have the smaller flowers. You'll occasionally find seeds offered in catalogs for marigolds that are selected especially for nematode control. Now, planting nematode-resistant marigolds in and among your vegetables does not work very well in controlling the nematodes. Marigolds don't work well as companion plants. You have to plant the entire bed solid with marigolds and let it stay that way for a season to drop that population. But if you'll do that, plant a bed that you've got nematode problems in solid with marigolds and let them grow there for a season, they'll do a great job of dropping that population. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.